Cette conférence va maintenant être enregistrée.
Yes. Oh yeah. So we continue with this particular practice, the practice of meditation. Particularly, this meditation is related with Mahamudra meditation. We talk about continuing of the things.
On va poursuivre avec les enseignements sur la pratique de la méditation, en particulier la méditation liée au grand saut.
And what we are saying, like Mahamudra meditation, this particular meditation is very same with the Dzogchen also. These two things are not that much different. Basically.
La méditation du grand saut est très semblable à la méditation de la grande perfection, donc Mahamudra et Dzogchen.
And when we talk about this kind of meditation, as I mentioned yesterday, day before yesterday even, there are two types of meditations and the two kind of and the two aspects of meditations, which is related with more tantric Vajrayana aspect of meditation of Mahamudra and the Sutra aspect of meditation of Mahamudra. But today, in this time, we are talking about the Sutra system of Mahamudra, that which contains two things, Shene aspects and Langtong aspect of Mahamudra. Eventually, this Shene and Langtong should be in the one nature. These two aspects of meditation come into the one point, inseparability. That is the Mahamudra.
Et donc, dans cette méditation du grand saut, il y a deux aspects, comme il nous a expliqué, les sutras et les tantras. Et donc, nous, on est plus sur la partie sutra, qui est divisée en deux parties, la pacification et la vision supérieure. Et à un moment donné, à terme, ces deux, pacification et vision supérieure, deviennent une seule, d'une seule nature. Elles se fondent entre elles.
When we are learning about this meditation or practice this meditation, we should go for learn and practice separately. First, Shene. Learning Shene, established Shene meditative experience in the mind, then trying to go to the Lakthong, recognition of nature of mind, and later. Or there's way to, other way around. First learning philosophical teaching, which talk about all this, you know, how things really are, intellectually, you know, explain, prove things are empty of nature, and then meditate upon it. There's two ways to go, but mostly in our tradition, first go to the Shene meditation. And within the Shene meditation, we're trying to find nature of the mind, truth of the mind. That is what we are doing now.
Donc, quand on apprend ces méditations, il faut d'abord les faire séparément. D'abord, la pratique de la pacification, puis la pratique de la vision supérieure et reconnaître la nature de l'esprit. On peut aussi apprendre toute la partie philosophique et intellectuellement connaître toutes les instructions et ensuite méditer. Mais dans notre tradition, c'est plutôt de méditer sur la pacification puis sur la vision supérieure.
So far, what we have been doing is Shene meditation. We instruct, we got instruction for the Shene meditation, and also we're trying to practice Shene meditation together. Within that period of time, what we have discussed is the using methods for Shene meditation, establishing the Shene experience. Like, you know, that's aware of the body sensation, being mind, and keep trying to keep in the relaxed silent. And then, you know, the using the breath, be aware and observe the breath with the mind, with mind, keep into silent and come relaxed state of mind. And eventually we merge into the without using any technique for the Shene meditation, just trying to settle down mind itself into the state of thoughtless, spacious state of mind, silent mind, and trying to apply awareness with the state of the mind. That is the what we have discussed yesterday evening. We are there.
Nous avons vu jusqu'à présent la méditation de la pacification et on a pratiqué ensemble. On a vu les méthodes, la méthode de poser l'esprit sur les sensations du corps et d'être détendu et atteindre le silence, ou bien se poser sur la respiration, observer, être conscient avec l'esprit silencieux et détendu, prendre conscience de sa respiration. Et ensuite, on arrive à un stade où on n'utilise aucune technique, on est simplement en conscience de l'esprit.
So these meditations are quite, you know, that's a common sense of the meditation. And also, we need some more time for really actual experience about these things. So basically, most of you already know how to meditate. Spend a lot of time for the meditation, long time. So therefore, I think for you, it's okay now, you know, that's to meditate like these things. But still, it is just like, you know, refresh. You know, that's again and again, you work with these techniques, and being like this meditation is necessary always. You know, that's taking a little time does not make any problem. Spend more time for this type of meditation would be very good. Would be, you know, that's a stability in later. Experience of the meditation becomes stability.
Donc, cette méditation est courante et commune. Et la plupart d'entre nous, on sait déjà ces instructions-là, mais c'est nécessaire de revenir à la base et de bien prendre le temps de cette sorte de méditation de façon à atteindre la stabilité.
Which is, we keep continue with practice like this, okay? In the next days, next weeks, month, even years, if you like to stay with this type of meditation, would be very good. More and more, it becomes deeper and clear to you. More and more deeper and clear, more stable to you. So therefore, don't hurry to jump into the further meditative instructions before when you really experience these things. Meditation needs to be really, you know, this. Experience step by step, really, you know, that's a, it is a, this experience need to be real happens to you. It's not conceptually or maybe, you know, that's a ideology, something, you know, that's intellectually jump. It's not in that way. Meditation is real experience in your mind. So that way, the first step should be really experienced. Then second step should be really experienced. It is really, you know, the concrete step one after another have to go in that way. Before the former experience, just, you know, just if you trying to go to the further meditative experience before former, you know, that experience has established, it wouldn't work in that way. For instance, if you are so excited, something higher level of meditative instructions, if you trying to catch it there suddenly, it is not easy. So therefore, really, you know, the step by step is better. Take times doesn't matter, okay? Each steps gives you benefit, joy, something there, you know, that's a really, you know, that each step has value in your life. Like, you know, that small steps and beginner steps are very valuable. Those are not something we have to finish. Okay, we have to finish. It is something we should do. Actualize in life. Actualize. Realize really something. So that way I would say each step is wonderful. Okay? Don't hurry to jump to the there. Just enjoy with each small step. Enjoy. Which, you know, that's bit by bit. Every steps give you enjoy if you know really how to practice meditation.
Donc on continue à pratiquer comme cela au début pendant des semaines, des mois, voire des années, jusqu'à ce qu'on atteigne la stabilité. Ça prend du temps, mais il faut pas se précipiter vers d'autres méditations. Il faut vraiment en faire l'expérience. Pas uniquement le comprendre intellectuellement, et chaque étape doit vraiment être expérimentée. Si on veut aller trop vite vers d'autres expériences avant d'avoir vraiment eu celle de la stabilité, ça ne va pas marcher. Et en fait, chaque étape, c'est bien. Même si ça prend du temps, ce n'est pas grave. À chaque étape, chaque étape va apporter la joie dans la vie. Et on n'a pas besoin de dire « il faut que je termine cette étape pour passer à la suivante ». Chaque étape est merveilleuse et il faut prendre le temps de se réjouir de chaque étape.
So here now, as yesterday, what we have discussed, trying to mind, being silent, calm, release, like, you know, non-conceptual state mind, then turn your attention slightly inward, be aware the state of your mind, which is calm, which is like, you know, spacious state mind, which is like, you know, silent, non-conceptual state mind. Continuously be aware, stay with the awareness of that as long as possible. You should do that practice again and again and many times. As long as possible, repeat again. In Zen Buddhism, used glimpse after glimpse. Look at your mind. After you look more, something happened. Again, you look into your mind, like, you know, in silent, spacious state of mind. Look at your mind. Stare. And then thoughts arise and come back to silent and look at that statement. And the practice goes like that way. Repetition, repetition, repetition.
Donc en fait, il faut se placer dans un état. Enfin, c'est ce qu'on a vu hier, on est arrivé à un esprit dans un état non conceptuel, et donc il faut tourner l'attention vers l'intérieur, vers cet esprit silencieux et sans concept. Il faut être continuellement attentif et conscient, et faire cette pratique encore et encore aussi longtemps que possible. On regarde l'esprit, quand quelque chose se passe, on revient et on regarde l'état de l'esprit, et on répète ça encore et encore.
And if you do that practice regularly, sooner or later, you will gain quite stability of awareness. Awareness getting strength to see that your mind is calm, joy, relax, and non-concept state mind. It becomes clear within your awareness presence. Okay? It takes a little time, doesn't matter. Just, you know, do that. Okay? Keep in that way during the meditation. And eventually, now we come to the second, a little bit further. If you have some sense of experience, this awareness, some kind of stability happened to you, then trying to a little bit extend your awareness, not only focus on the mind, but here, now, in this area, spacious area. I'm just talking about, I'm not talk first, you know, you should aware thoughts, emotions first, okay? This is a little bit tricky. So therefore, I'm going to more concentrate, focused, non-conceptual state mind first. Non-conceptual state mind, within the non-conceptual silent state mind, then expand, I don't know how to say, awareness. We are, okay, you should know that.
Si on pratique comme ça régulièrement, tôt ou tard, l'attention consciente sera de plus en plus développée dans un esprit calme, détendu, silencieux. Et la conscience sera de plus en plus développée. Et donc, il faut prendre le temps de faire cette méditation. Et quand on aura une certaine expérience de cette stabilité, alors on va essayer d'étendre la conscience, pas seulement sur l'esprit, mais aussi sur ici, maintenant et dans l'espace. En fait, dans son enseignement, le Kenpo veut d'abord nous apprendre à être dans cet esprit stable et non conceptuel avant de l'étendre aux pensées et aux émotions.
Thoughts, concepts, emotions arise in mind. To be aware at that moment is not easy. My own experience also too, it's not easy. So therefore, first, don't worry about that, okay? First, we just, you know, trying to make awareness stability and more strong within the non-conceptual state of mind. When mind is being silent, calm, relaxed, then, you know, with this, the mind build up awareness. So therefore here, yesterday, we have discussed how we should be aware of the state of mind. Now, a little bit expand awareness. Just, you know, open the eye. Very calmly, very natural state of mind, while your mind is silent, be aware of this area, this empty space area. You do not have to focus any objects to pick up, to identify. Mentally, no need identification, anything. Just mind still silent. There's no thought, okay? There's no concept arises, just mind is silent. Very like a spacious state of mind, silent. And eyes open. And your awareness is spread. This area. Okay. Do you understand? I hope you understand that. Like, you know.
Le Kenpo dit que son expérience à lui, c'est que c'est pas facile d'être conscient des pensées et des émotions. Donc pour l'instant, on s'en occupe pas. Et d'abord, on essaie d'obtenir cette stabilité qui amènera la conscience attentive. Donc pour l'instant, il faut ouvrir les yeux sur cet espace vide. Il n'y a rien à identifier, pas de concept. Et l'esprit est silencieux et spacieux. Il faut garder les yeux ouverts sur une conscience ouverte et sans limite.
So, since we do not have much time, so therefore I just go still a little bit longer, okay, a little bit further. So with this, you know, this practice, eventually you can extending, more expanding this awareness, you know, that to the little bit, you know, that's further, just gazing further. Physical eye gaze further, you know, that open space, or maybe mountains, trees, but you're supposed to not identify, pick up any, you know, mentally anything, not, you know, naming, label anything on that objects. Let them be there. Don't even touch them mentally. And sensory perception, the sensory, you know, eye, ears totally open to the perceptions. Mind totally silent. This is wonderful. Okay. There's nothing to closed in sensory perceptions. Let mountains be appear, be there, trees there, birds singing, ears, you know, that's moving, like, you know, sounds there. It is so clear through your sensory perceptions, but you are not thinking anything about these things. Okay, mind total be silent, joyful, and relax. Rest, rest here and now. Do you understand? This is beautiful, real meditation. This is now becomes real meditation. There's no tiredness, there's no tense. Just rest, simply rest with this openness, clarity. Like, you know,
on peut étendre cette conscience en regardant plus loin avec les yeux physiques qui se posent plus loin dans l'espace, mais on n'étiquette rien, on ne nomme rien, on laisse les choses être là, mais on n'y touche pas. Et les yeux sont totalement ouverts sur ces sensations et l'esprit est silencieux. Il n'y a aucune perception sensorielle à fermer. Il faut avoir toutes les perceptions grandes ouvertes. La montagne, les oiseaux qui chantent, c'est très clair, mais on ne commente pas, on reste sans penser. L'esprit reste silencieux, calme, détendu. Il n'y a aucune tension ni fatigue et on demeure dans cette clarté.
Do you understand that we should do, you know, the get used, make familiar that step by step. It may not happen to us immediately, you know, long period of time, maybe 1 hour you are relaxed, resting silent, this clarity, perceptions. It may not happen, even 10 minutes, but bit by bit could be happened. At least 10 seconds, like, you know, 10 seconds happened. If we be able to manage 10 seconds to stay that, then why not 15 seconds? Then why not the 30 seconds? You know, that's, and then 1 minute eventually. And you know, that's, it can be done. It need a little bit of time for familiar, get used to that.
On va s'habituer petit à petit. Ça n'arrive pas tout de suite. Il faut s'y habituer petit à petit. Parfois, on va avoir cette expérience pendant 10 secondes, puis 15 secondes, et pourquoi pas 30 secondes. Donc, ça peut être réalisé, mais il faut quand même un peu de temps pour que cela se produise.
Here the point, now the Mahamudra experience or Dzogchen experience is the sensory perception is so clear. It's nothing to shut down, nothing to close. It is so clear. Clarity means everything's clear to you. Clear. In worldly mind is clear, like, you know, clearly being into relaxed, joyful. It's so clear, thoughtless. It's so clear. Outwardly, that all the sensory perceptions present, clearly present. It is so clear. But at the same time, your mind totally rests and relaxed in non-conceptual state of mind. Mentally, no chatting, no identification, anything, not describe anything. Not, you know, thinking past, present, even the future, and even the present situations, not thinking, not pick up any as form of identifications mentally. Okay, just mind is joyfully rest, joyfully and calmly rest here and now. At the same time, sensory, this eye, ear is so open to the outside. You can hear, but you don't think about what you hear. You can see everything. You can even don't pick up any particular objects, you know, that mentally. Just it see. Okay. Like, you know, that is the meditation, real meditation. Start to experience now.
L'expérience, dans l'expérience du Mahamudra, tout est très clair et on ne doit fermer aucun sens. L'esprit est clair, clairement dans la joie. Tout est simplement clair et détendu. Et on ne saisit pas la moindre chose qu'on voit. On est juste dans le calme, ici et maintenant. Et on doit garder tous les sens grands ouverts. On entend, mais on n'en fait rien. On voit, mais on n'en fait rien. Et c'est ça l'expérience de la méditation.
Now here we do a little meditation. This time meditation is still you trying to keep mind and silent, non-concept one-pointedness mind. Then trying to be aware of this inwardly mind, inwardly this you know that's a silent state mind. And time to time, just you expanding this awareness around this space. And mind is keeping very silent, very, you know, that non-conceptual state of mind. Just awareness is spread everywhere, like, you know. We do that, okay? 15 minutes.
Donc là, nous allons faire une méditation. On va maintenir l'esprit sans concept, tourné vers l'intérieur. Et de temps en temps, on étend un espace, une conscience beaucoup plus vaste.
Thank you.
So, in this instruction, when we do that practice and that kind of meditation, as I mentioned, the sensory perceptions not necessary to avoid, not necessary to block. Let it happen to us, and the only that's a important thing is to be aware without any mental interference, mental explanation, mentally, that's a identification, mentally naming, judging. These things I should be, that's a should not allow to interfere with these sensory perceptions. And at the same time, you should to rest your mind here and now. Very silently, very calm, just rest here and now. The mind doing nothing, only open the eye of the mind. Be aware. Mind mouth is shut up. There's no noisy at all in the mind. That is joyful experience. If you rest in that natural mind, it is joyful. It's so simple, so easy, so relaxed, so joyful. That's true.
Quand on fait cette sorte de méditation, comme je l'ai dit, on ne doit pas bloquer ni éviter les perceptions des sens. Il faut en être conscient sans interférence mentale. Sans identifier, sans nommer, on ne doit pas permettre ce type de commentaires. Il faut demeurer ici et maintenant. L'esprit ne fait rien, c'est juste l'esprit dans la joie et le silence. Et il faut faire taire la bouche de l'esprit, et c'est si facile et si joyeux.
The real meditation, the meaning of the real meditation is to be natural of the mind, live with natural of the mind. Here, natural of mind means not really, that's a creating anything with your mind. Not even not trying to change anything. Okay, changing something, creating or construct something with your mind is unnatural. It becomes unnatural. Natural means just what it is. Just live as it is. Okay, just live. Don't meditate. Okay? Real meditation is not meditating. Do you understand that? It is a little bit tricky, a little bit difficult, but the term of the meditation is always we take as a, something we should do something, focused, concentrated, discipline. Okay. Usually we have this kind of idea with meditation. Of course, at the very beginning time for the beginners, we need these kind of things. Otherwise, that it is impossible. And eventually, one has to know all these efforts should to be dropped. Effort, rest in the effortless state of mind. Okay, here and now, just effort state of mind. Effortless, effortless statement, sorry, without involve any effort, without involve any mentally identifications, mentally, like, you know, there's explanations to anything. Yet, everything, just, you know, let it be as it. Like, you know, if you're trying to close the eye, close the ear, that means you are trying to change something. Is it? Yeah. You don't want to see it. I want to avoid that. You change it. You want to see, hear. You want to hear anything. So therefore, I need, you know, close the windows. That means that we are trying to changing. Okay. Change is unnatural. Something to change, that things becomes unnatural. I hope you understand what I mean here, what I'm talking about, these things. Be natural state mind. Rest effortlessly the natural state mind. Eventually.
Le sens de la vraie méditation, c'est vivre la nature de l'esprit, dans la nature de l'esprit, le vivre tel qu'il est. On ne change rien sur l'esprit, on ne crée rien, on ne construit rien. Si on le fait, si on construit, si on crée, ce n'est pas naturel. Il faut laisser l'esprit tel quel, tel qu'il est, et même il ne faut pas méditer. Il n'y a rien à faire, il ne faut pas se concentrer, il n'y a pas de discipline. Par contre, c'est nécessaire pour les débutants. Mais à un moment, il faut abandonner tous ses efforts et être juste ici et maintenant sans effort. Il faut qu'il n'y ait aucune fabrication mentale, pas d'explication sur quoi que ce soit. Il faut laisser l'esprit être tel quel. Et si on ferme les yeux, c'est qu'on veut changer quelque chose et ce n'est pas naturel. De la même manière, on ferme les fenêtres pour ne pas entendre. Tout ça, c'est pas naturel. Et donc le Kenpo espère que nous comprenons tout ça et que la méditation, c'est juste être sans effort avec l'esprit tel quel.
When we say being in a natural state of mind, rest in natural state of mind, unchanged, effortlessly, rest in natural state of mind, the only thing awareness is needed to be aware. Knowingly, watchfulness, observation, that needed. Okay, that is not, when we say the observe the natural state of mind, it does not mean we are trying to change anything. Just be observed. Mind becomes like a mirror. Everything reflects, but don't think. There's not involved any thoughts, ideas in the mirror. Like, you know, just seeing, hearing, and the mind becomes silent, rest with this state of mind, be aware. Yeah, that is a meditation.
Être dans l'état naturel de l'esprit, c'est sans effort. Et la seule chose qui est nécessaire, c'est de toujours maintenir une conscience attentive, une forme d'observation des choses. Mais observer, c'est ne rien changer, c'est pas modifier quelque chose. L'esprit devient comme un miroir qui reflète ce qui se passe et on n'y implique aucune pensée. C'est juste la conscience telle qu'elle est.
This morning, we don't go further than this. Okay. Do you have any questions about these things? Okay, yeah.
Là, c'est bon. Est-ce que pour garder l'esprit attentif et ouvert, je peux penser, est-ce que je peux penser à l'amour, à la compassion? Voilà. Est-ce que, ou alors c'est faire quelque chose?
So the question is to keep my mind aware and open, can I think of love and compassion, or is that doing something?
You can do that. You can do that if you are in the aware of the presence, aware and conscious presence, awareness, then love and compassion can be experienced within this love and compassion. That is the meditation. Okay. Usually if you have, like, you know, this everything can be done the two way. Within the meditative experience, without meditative experience, usually can be happened. It everything. Okay. So here, when we talk about love and compassion, without meditative experiences, like, you know, just, you know, simply creating love and compassion in your mind towards the other sentient beings. Like, you know, that's a thought. It is a thought. Even, you know, the emotion, thoughts arising in the mind towards other sentient beings. Okay, this is love and compassion. It's very good. Then, if you are a great meditator, this experience is not just like it becomes ordinary sense. That experience is manifests within the awareness presence, within the awareness, meditative awareness presence. The same love and compassion there, but different is there's shining behind the awareness, shines this experience. Do you understand? There's two ways. So therefore, awareness should be, we should learn. Observation, awareness, conscious presence should learn. It can be done everything. Like, you know, we are not yet talking about thoughts, emotions, how we should take in them into the awareness, into the observation, not yet talking. If we talk about that, then love and compassion is included, actually. Even not love and compassion, but you know that those, what we call the disturbing emotions, like, you know, the attachment, anger can be manifested within the awareness presence. So that anger and attachment manifests within the awareness presence. That means that anger and attachment is not just ordinary anger, ordinary attachment. That almost becomes a wisdom, nature of the wisdom. Do you see that? Okay. Okay. A lot of things I have to say in that case.
Donc, en fait, la réponse est oui, on peut faire ça si on est dans la conscience. En fait, tout peut être fait de plusieurs façons. Et donc, lorsqu'on est dans l'amour et la compassion, en créant cela dans l'esprit, c'est bien sûr une pensée émotionnelle, mais on peut la développer pour le bien de tous les êtres. Et donc, si on est un grand méditant, cela crée une expérience de brillance. La conscience devient brillante. Donc, on peut aussi méditer ainsi. Donc, on n'a pas encore parlé des pensées et des émotions, mais en fait, l'amour et la compassion sont inclus dedans. Et donc, quand on amène les pensées et les émotions à la conscience, même la colère et l'attachement qui se manifestent peuvent devenir de la sagesse, de la nature de la sagesse. Et donc, le Kenpo dit, on pourrait parler longtemps sur tous ces sujets-là.
For the answer, I just, you know, that's trying to make a little bit clear to you, trying to make a little bit make sense to you. This with meditative experience, the everyday life situations experience within the meditative experience or without meditative experience. Okay, first, without meditative experience is regular, just a regular how we are going through day to day, like morning to, you know, that's evening. Even, you know, we sleep, we have dream, those things, like, you know, not aware of, just we are simply losing loss in that situation. Do you understand? Blah, 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 blah. Like, you know, that's talking, walking, like, you know, there's no awareness presence there. Okay. For instance, if you get anger, the moment you get out, you are losing into the anger. Okay. There's nowhere to take a look at the nature of the anger. Okay. To be aware. But we are simply out of control to losing into the anger. Then we say something, we think other things, we, you know, act a lot of, you know, that's actions physically, verbally, and mentally. We are losing. There's no chance to stay back to be aware of the anger, state of anger. That is impossible to ordinary person. The similar things, every thought, every situation, we are like that. Like, you know, in generally, in the daily life basis, that is how, you know, this ordinary sentient beings going through. That means the samsara. Everything is functioning out of awareness presence, out of meditative experience. See, the thoughts, how many thoughts, you know, concepts, manifests in your brain, in your mind at day, but none of these thoughts come manifests in the awareness presence. No. Okay. This is how, what we call the samsara, just ordinary. You said that first.
Par exemple, en ce qui concerne l'expérience de la méditation, donc si on n'est pas dans la conscience et qu'on est quelqu'un d'ordinaire, tout ce qu'on fait dans la vie de tous les jours, même quand on dort, quand on rêve, c'est un blablabla sans présence. Et si on est en colère, on se perd complètement dans la colère, on n'arrive pas à voir la nature de cette colère, on perd tout contrôle, on agit brutalement, à la fois verbalement et physiquement, et on n'est pas du tout conscient. Et ça, c'est comme ça que fonctionne une personne ordinaire dans la vie de tous les jours. Et c'est ça le samsara, le cycle des existences. Et donc, tout fonctionne en dehors de la conscience, de l'expérience méditative. Donc, voilà, c'est ça l'expérience de la vie ordinaire, du cycle des souffrances.
Then, in other case, if we are meditator, we used to be meditate, and the meditation is quite, you know, that's a quite experience in your life, and particularly that, you know, that's a, what we are talking about, awareness presence or conscious presence is quite, you know, that's a familiar to your life, to your life situations. That means your awareness or conscious presence not only when you are sitting meditation, okay? When you are sitting meditation, you be aware of your nature of the mind, silent state of mind. Not only that, but you be able to manage to be aware other things, the situation that is related in your life, bit by bit. Okay. It may not happen suddenly, it's big things, bit by bit. There is a possibility, there's chance to be aware. When it comes, when something comes in your mind, something comes in your life situations, there's a chance to be aware of it. Without reject, without, you know, losing in it, but just see it. Aware it, like, for instance, if you are good meditator, even you are good meditator, the anger come to you due to the different conditions. Conditions, you know, the present with you, you know, and it makes you anger. The moment this anger arise, if you are good meditator, there is possibility to look at nature of the anger. to be aware, to be conscious, presence with that anger. Rather, you are immediately losing under the control of the anger and act. But, like, you know, see it, anger, natural anger within the awareness presence. The anger becomes very different, you know, that's experience. The power of conscious presence, power of awareness presence, anger is start to transforming, dissolving right there. So similar things happened in any situations, not only the anger, but in the thoughts.
Donc à l'opposé, si on est habitué à méditer et que c'est une expérience importante dans notre vie et que la conscience attentive nous est familière, alors on devient conscient pas uniquement sur le coussin, mais l'esprit silencieux et conscient petit à petit se développe même dans les situations de la vie. Et donc on est conscient quand quelque chose arrive dans notre esprit, dans toutes les activités de la vie. Et donc par exemple, pour un bon méditant, quand la colère arrive, dès cet instant, il y a la possibilité de voir la nature de cette colère. On la voit et la colère devient une colère très différente. Et ça, c'est grâce à la puissance de la conscience attentive. Et ainsi, la colère se dissout.
Then, not only that, but in the daily lives, action, your activity can be integrate within the awareness presence, within consciousness presence, which is the meditative experience, that pretty much can be done. For instance, there is usually action in meditation in action in meditation. I don't know how to say meditate in action. Action and meditate, whatever, maybe it's the same. Meditate and action. Okay, it's okay. Meditate and action, or action and meditate. Action. Or whatever, maybe it's same. Maybe meditate and action, okay. So action means that movement of your life, movement, physically and verbally and mentally, whatever, maybe some kind of movement there. You are not stay physically in the cushion. Verbally, you know, that's not talking anything. Mentally, you know, that's a silent, not that. But something always movement, okay? It can be you are walking. It can be you are talking with somebody. It can be you are thinking something else. But right that moment, trying to glimpse up to that movement, be aware, conscious present with this action. You do not have to stop the action, freezing, in order to aware. Action should be flowing continuously. Awareness arising with this action. Do you understand that? Do that. Just act a little bit with the awareness presence. Move your body. Wash your dish with awareness presence. Talk with the person fully aware of the presence here and now. Talk to be. We should get used to that, familiar. And, you know, come back again and again and again, and many times, as many as you can. Do you understand? There's nothing to stop. Action, no need to stop. Okay? No need to give up action, any kind of action. If you be able to know how to apply that awareness presence, that conscious presence within this, with this action. So, that way, the great meditators, no necessary to sitting in the cushion, basically no need. if you know how to carry on this conscious presence, awareness presence, then it's okay. When you're walking, just awareness with the walk. You are not thinking something else. There's no blah, 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 blah mind. Like at least 3 steps be silent, be aware. That's okay. 3 steps at least. That is easy.
Je sais plus où je m'étais arrêtée. Bon, dans la vie de tous les jours, notre activité peut être intégrée dans la conscience présente. Pratiquement tout peut être fait ainsi. Donc, ainsi, on médite dans l'action. Donc, le Kempo, il hésitait entre dire est-ce qu'on est actif dans la méditation ou est-ce qu'on médite dans l'action. Puis finalement, il a opté pour on médite dans l'action. Donc, dans les mouvements de la vie, dans tout ce qui se passe, on n'est pas assis, on n'est pas forcément silencieux, on marche, on parle, on pense à quelque chose, mais on a toujours le regard vers cette conscience. C'est continuellement fluide dans cette action, la conscience présente est toujours là. Donc, on peut marcher, on peut laver la vaisselle, on peut parler avec cette conscience présente. Et on doit s'habituer à cela. Il n'y a rien à arrêter, il n'y a rien à bloquer, on ne doit pas renoncer aux activités, mais on y applique la conscience présente dans l'action. Et les grands méditants n'ont pas besoin de s'asseoir sur le coussin, ils sont toujours en conscience, donc toujours en méditation. Et il n'y a plus de blablabla dans la tête. Et donc le Kempo dit, il faut déjà, quand on marche, par exemple, on peut déjà être en conscience pendant 2 ou 3 pas.
Here, we have heard, probably you have heard also too, and it's Zen Buddhist used to say, when I am walking, I just walk. When I am eating, I just eat. Okay. That means what actually? When I eat, just eat means I just eat with meditation, basically, meaning that, okay, eat with meditation. Means what is, it's not just you are concentrated on the food. Okay, just concentrate on, pay attention with the food, eat. Not that way, okay? Simply mind is free from the, you know, that's a, like, you know, that's a, you know, that's a, what we call the, you know, that's a noisy, free from the noisy and thinking something, and totally be here and now, be aware in this movement here and now. Then eating, not you are concentrated on the food, okay? Like same thing when you walk, you are just walk means you don't do anything, okay? Don't do anything means, mentally, don't thinking blah, 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 yesterday, tomorrow, something, you know, this good, that bad, not thinking when you're walking. Usually we do that. Whether you noticed or not, when we're walking, we are too much thinking. Okay? Here, you don't think anything. Mind totally be silent, be calm, relax. And with the awareness, you are walking. Okay? Maybe 10, 20% your, how to say, okay, anyway, you're walking with that. So here, usually we know that. I mean, this, when we eat, we don't eat actually. I mean, this, you know, this, we are always somewhere else during the eating, and the mobile phone. Just eat, here, eat, but we totally, or maybe thinking something, okay, eating and thinking something, or maybe talking to somebody, like, you know, you don't forget, you know, the chewing and the spoon or the plate, no, don't forget, but at the same time, you are totally in a different place, different dimension. So here means, all of this, you know, that's noisy things, just be here, simply enjoy, joyfully be present here and be aware. And okay, Milarepa also said the same thing. It's the same actually. Milarepa says, sometimes I meditate with eating, sometimes I meditate with sitting, sometimes I meditate with sleeping. It's the same thing actually.
Le tempo, il a commencé par deux citations. Quand je marche et c'est tout. Quand je mange et c'est tout. Et en fait, on peut manger dans la méditation, mais c'est, quand on dit ça, c'est surtout pas se concentrer sur la nourriture. En fait, quand on mange dans la méditation, l'esprit est libre de ce qui est bruyant. On est juste là en présence, mais pas du tout concentré sur la nourriture. Et quand on marche, c'est pareil. Il ne faut pas de blabla. La plupart du temps, quand on marche, on est tout le temps dans le blabla. Mais là, il faut être dans un esprit calme, détendu et silencieux. Et si on arrive à 20% de ça, c'est déjà bien. Donc, quand on mange, on est toujours dans tout à fait autre chose. On pense à autre chose. Et on oublie. Alors, on n'oublie pas de mâcher, on n'oublie pas la fourchette et l'assiette, mais on est complètement ailleurs. Et là, il ne faut pas être ailleurs, mais ici, présent et conscient et dans la joie. Et on peut méditer comme ça, quoi qu'on fasse, qu'on marche, qu'on mange, qu'on parle, qu'on dorme, c'est pareil.
So here, what we are doing now is we're trying to learn to be presence, learn to be conscious presence, awareness presence with our life situation. Okay, so that way yesterday and today, this morning, we're trying to learn to be aware, to be present, to be observant, just state of calm, relaxed mind. That is easiest thing to do. And then expand this awareness presence here on the cushion, okay? On the cushion around you, be aware. And eventually that can be also expanding more and more and trying to be aware, same awareness presence, conscious presence within the action, with the action. So that's very good actually. As long as your awareness come back to your feeling is totally different, really totally different. Usually we are losing into the just, you know, it's mundane situations, totally mind losing into that. And then, you know, that's we get a lot of, you know, the confusions, trouble, the things. Just slightly awareness makes different feeling in your life. That's true. For instance, if you talk with people very nervously, very, you know, that's emotionally, or very, you know, that's losing into thought, full of thoughts, talk with somebody, your words are different. Your, you know, that's a physical expression is quite, you know, that's different experience. But come back to be aware, present yourself, be aware, be, you know, this conscious presence, talking with people. You have different feeling yourself. You have different expression and physically really is different. That's true. So things are transforming by the awareness presence in life situation. We should know that. We should learn that.
Donc ici, on est en train d'essayer d'apprendre à être présent et en conscience sur le coussin. Et donc, il faut élargir. En fait, c'est très facile à faire sur le coussin. Et petit à petit, il faut l'étendre de plus en plus et arriver aussi à être dans cette conscience, dans cette présence, dans l'action. Et donc, si on arrive à ça, nos sentiments, nos ressentis vont être différents. Habituellement, on est envahi par nos sentiments et c'est compliqué. Par exemple, on parle avec beaucoup d'émotions Et en fait, quand on est en présence, on va parler différemment, s'exprimer différemment, et même notre attitude physique sera différente. Et donc, c'est cela qu'on doit apprendre et qu'on doit apprendre à connaître, à reconnaître.
Even you are going to sleep, just trying to keep mind into very relax and be aware with that relaxation mind. Be aware, trying to take sleep. Sleep would be very peaceful, very peaceful, very good. If you are quite, you know, that's a successfully meditator, then in the deep sleep, the awareness shines experience. That is the what we call the luminous meditation in the deep sleep.
Donc en fait, il faut maintenir l'esprit dans la détente et dans la conscience. Et quand on est un méditant qui réussit, donc on atteint une méditation très lumineuse.
So this practice, the key to develop with this practice is we should repeat regularly, okay? Regularly repeat, repetition always in the morning, midday, afternoon, evening. Just convey this awareness presence in your life. Even you do not have to, you do not have to have always question. Now here, you know, everywhere you can do that. Anytime you can do that. When you're walking, when you're eating, talking, and work with computer, whatever may be, that, you know, awareness presence can be back to again be aware, like conscious presence here and now, being aware. Okay, repeat again, again, again. After 30 minutes, it can be again. After 30 minutes, can be again. And more and more do that, more and more becomes easy and easy. Eventually, you do not have to pay much attention for it. It naturally happens to you, naturally. Like, you know, without effort, without remand, sometimes it comes back, unknowingly comes back this awareness present to you. Like, you know, and eventually awareness presence follow you. Wherever you go, there is awareness presence with you. That's true. So that's important to know and also to learn. And at this time, we are talking about these things. And so far, we just, you know, trying to meditate a little bit about these things within the area of the silent mind.
La clé pour développer cette pratique, c'est de répéter ça régulièrement, matin, midi, après-midi, le soir. On revient à la conscience. On n'a pas besoin du coussin, on peut le faire tout le temps, quand on mange, quand on marche, quand on travaille à l'ordinateur. Il faut revenir à la conscience. Il faut le répéter encore et encore. Au bout de 30 minutes, on recommence et ainsi de suite. Et à un moment donné, ça arrivera naturellement, sans effort. Ça viendra tout seul. Et cette conscience présente nous suivra partout où on ira.
Ok, so today this morning we stop here, yeah?
Et donc pour ce matin, on va s'arrêter là.
Ce nom de Dom Dieu, c'est bon, Dom Nibé, Dom Bon Zéné, Jéganan. Olaï, Joba, Yézébé, Solène, Joa, Joa.
Tous les êtres sans exception en cet état puissant nous établir. Par ces bienfaits puissants, qui sont transmis les énergies d'être Dès que l'autre bord de naissance, il est laissé à des morts, de dans les soucis de ce qui est absorbé.
Okay.